Blog Talk Radio.
America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young. If you want to dial in at 858-769-4936 and press 1, and then you'll be on the air. We have another hot topic for you tonight. We're going to be talking about the Zika virus, and because it's spreading, it can cause brain damage, especially in the infants or the fetus, and the things I want to say right quick about it: mosquitoes are spreading the Zika virus like a wildfire. How can we stop the spread of this virus before it becomes pandemic like HIV? Is it better to spend $1.8 billion to help stop the spread of this virus or spend even more money on sick babies if this Zika virus is not stopped? Too much damage has occurred already from the Zika virus. What can an individual do to stop from being infected with the virus? Are you at risk for contracting the Zika virus if you have sex with an infected person who is carrying the virus? This is your host, Paulette Young, and we're going to have Selena Lindsay on the line, who's the chief financial officer of the second largest food bank in L.A. County, and also Dr. Adol, who specialize in pediatric, and we'll be talking about some of the things I've just mentioned. What I want to say right now is Zika virus has there been a widespread of it? We're going to talk about areas with the active mosquito-borne transmission. And here in the United States, there's a reported 82 cases, but they believe that, or they're telling us that it's been brought in from people traveling abroad. Some of the territories that have it, or some of the places, right now it's documented. California has 6 cases. Places like Alabama has 1. Florida, they said 21. Georgia, 1. Hawaii, 4. New York, 11. Ohio, 4. Texas, 12. It's in Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. And the place that have probably the largest amount right now, it's been your Latin countries like Brazil. It's in the Caribbean. So there is great concern now about getting this under control before it's totally out of control. They even asked the Latin countries that are predominantly Catholic to abstain from having babies because of this mosquito and what it's doing to their heads. They're being born with major birth defects. The Pope Francis has okayed for them to use condoms. Before, they didn't encourage condoms. Now they're encouraging it and putting like a more, what do you call it, have a hold on having babies for at least a year until they can, you know, get things under better control. In Dallas, Texas, they've already reported someone having sex with an infected person, and they've come down with it. So it is sexually transmitted also if the person has sex with someone that has the virus in them. Ladies, why don't you each take 2 minutes to say something, and we'll just keep round tabling it, okay? Who wants to get started? Wait, people are waiting for you. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. I'm Selena Lindsay, and I represent a number of different nonprofits. And one of those nonprofits is Sowing Seeds for Life, located in Laverne. Also, another nonprofit, which would be Coley Outreach. These are nonprofits. The food bank obviously does food, and Coley Outreach reaches out to those that have been in prison and recently released, and we try to look for ways for them to get motivated back into society.
Okay, so what are you going to tell me about this Zika virus?
Okay, this Zika virus is another nightmare, which, you know, it's not the first time Zika virus has been around. It's something that goes way, way back, and now it's prevalent again. Some of the things that you can do about it is, number one, when you talk about mosquitoes, it's called get rid of standing water. Water is where they like to meet their boyfriend and girlfriend. They like to mate around standing water. And so we need to be sure that we don't have buckets and jars and pails, and even our plants, we make sure that they're draining properly, because these are places that these things like to be around. And when you have small children, what you want to do is you want to buy from Home Depot anything that will attract those mosquitoes into it and destroy them, because this is a very dangerous situation, and just as you said, it's the only way to get it out of hand. And something that they need to do is they do need to spend the money, because nothing is worth a person's life, absolutely nothing. A person's life is is too valuable, one life. And they really seriously need to get out there and do whatever is necessary, because we're at the point that it's no more fooling around. Somebody has to get out there and get this situation in hand. When you're asking people to not be happy, not be involved, this is the same thing that we're asking them when with HIV, and it should be treated the same. people need to get tested in both cases. And if you're thinking about being very social with somebody, then you need to have them tested for all things so that you can be sure that you're safe.
Yes,
this is nothing
wow.
to play with.
And they're telling us, too, drain the standing water. Also, they said avoid. Well, I know they're telling them in some places. Texas is getting ready to do a campaign starting March 1st through advertisement and getting people to adhere to the 4Ds. And one of the things you mentioned was they want them to drain standing water. They also want people to avoid outside activities at dawn and at dusk, those two periods. And they said use a mosquito repellent with DEET in it, and dress with long sleeves and pants. Now, can you see yourself with long sleeve and pants in the summertime in Texas?
well, I
right
have another
now
problem.
You can, but it's going to be there in the summertime,
the
too. But right
yeah,
now,
well,
that's what they're telling them.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a little bit wild. And, of course, Texas with the weather, and anybody that has gone through there, just as spring starts or during the summer. As they say, everything grows very large in Texas. Of course, the mosquitoes fly around with army boots on. They're that big. You know, when they pass by, it sounds like the helicopter went by. But DET is another problem. And the biggest thing that we can do about it, as they say, use some type of repellent. Get rid of standing water. Stay away from where there is a lot of water. And I can talk since I live right next door to the lake. And even in California, we have a problem because during the summer, it's like a cloud of those things. They, you know, they're little babies. They're flying around, and they're really, really thick. But at nighttime, I would suggest that you get a screen door, make sure that any insects that come in, that you get them out of your house. If you have small children, you need to put a mosquito net up over their bed so that they can't get in there.
That would be great.
This is a serious disease.
They said the virus itself is being called a public health emergency of international concern. So that's what the World Health Organization, or WHO, is saying. So they're not taking this lightly, even though that virus has been around. They said the first sign of it was in 1947, but it didn't have the effect that we see now that it's having on people. Everybody that gets bit by a mosquito with that virus, it affects people different. One in five, they said, it affects them. Because some can carry it and show no signs, no symptoms. Others will show signs and symptoms like rash, fever. So it reminds me of, it still reminds me of HIV, because a person can have HIV in their system. If there's no test ran, you don't even know they have it. They can run around for up to 10 years without showing a sign or symptom. Well, this one, only problem with this one is it's affecting the fetus. They're being born with small brains, birth defects, and some death. Okay, let's hear from you, Dr. Doe. What do you want to add to this?
Yeah, as like a the rest of everybody, you know, like we really don't know much about like a Zika virus, but we know like Aedes and mosquito, which we have a present in United States, is a special mosquito that carries, is the vector that transmits it, you know, like so more people who travel the endemic area and then being bit by that mosquito when they come here. Already we have the mosquito Aedes here. It's called Aedes mosquito, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, you're talking about malaria. Saying malaria or what? I'm sorry.
No. It's not malaria. The special mosquito like that transmits this disease is called Aedes. Like Aedes mosquito. The name of the mosquito has a special. It is a special mosquito that transmits. Not all the mosquito transmit. You know, like this is a special mosquito that carries like yellow fever and dengue, all this stuff is a special mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
If the person is already infected and travel into endemic area and come back to United States and being bitten by this mosquito, and this mosquito will transmit to other people, you know, like especially the vulnerable people are pregnant women and not like maybe first semester, second, we don't know yet any, which one is more vulnerable. And the other thing, and what they discovered, they didn't discover it from a woman, like can transmit to a man or something, but the man, it contains in his semen, you know, they don't know how long, but when they test the semen, it contains. So man, if unprotected sex, if he goes to women who become pregnant or already is pregnant,
right,
then automatically,
so
you know, like
right away
he can transmit it. And then the jeopardized one is the fetus, you know, the adult people who are healthy and their immune is not compromised, you know, maybe you may have rash, joint pain, and flu symptoms, you know, muscle ache, and after 2-7 days they can get better, and maybe they don't have a residual, but a pregnant woman, this poor fetus, you know, he will have a microcephalic, you know, he will born with a disabled brain, you know, and damage is a nervous system, you know. So, and then
the other thing that was disturbing that I read.
Yeah, this baby
I'm not sure
will be disabled for life. You know,
I wanted to say that the incubation period is not known, and it says people usually don't.
Yeah, the incubation period.
What I wanted to say that people usually don't get sick enough to warrant them to go to the hospital, and there's no vaccine for this.
Yeah, if they know that they travel it, and then if they feel right now I'm having a flu, and I hope it is flu, you know, I'm having a headache, I'm having all this stuff, you know, but I didn't travel anywhere, you know, it might be, you know, you never know, you know, until they figure it out, because they're making a massive research, the epidemiologist, you know, they went to the mostly now in Latin America, but it can be in Africa, in Asia. And then, you know, it can be even more, you know, more people go forth and back, you know, and this Aedes mosquito, the mosquito's name is Aedes, you know, as long in that area, and it transmits, you know. The other thing that they might scare, you know,
I want us to keep focusing in on the Zika virus so that I don't confuse people.
No, Zika virus, and the one carries the transmitters is the mosquito's name is Aedes. Aedes is the mosquito's name. The special mosquito, not all the mosquitoes transmit, you know, this disease. The mosquito's name is Aedes. You know, it's not Aedes, Aedes. A-E-E-E-S. Yeah, and that's what it is. And that mosquito we have already in United States. Just is waiting that somebody who's infected and they bite and they can transmit. And we don't know small children, adult children, but people who's not immune compromised, most likely they will be okay. But the vulnerable one is the pregnant woman. The fetus is more vulnerable. The other people, they might get like any other disease, like virus or bacteria. People who develop Guillain-Barré, you know, that disease, immune system that attacks into your nerve. Yeah, you can
and
die even for that.
The other thing is, here in the United States, the cases that has, the 82 cases that has been reported, they're telling us it came from travel, that it was not here, that someone traveled in with it for those cases.
Yeah. For sure they found out man in their semen, but now they're figuring out if woman is pregnant and if she traveled or if she had a unprotected sex with man who has the disease, how they gonna test the baby if they're affected or not. They don't know yet. You know, if they do a amniotic liquid, they check, or, you know, a needle and aspiration, something like that. You know, they don't know yet. They are working on it. But, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. You know, people better than they protect, they don't travel the endemic area, or even if they travel right away, they have to check with their healthcare providers, you know, even maybe without symptoms, especially a man and woman, you know, in childbearing age, you know, now our worry is like for this and fetus in pregnant
yeah.
woman. Like
okay,
for sure,
it's my
one,
understanding
yeah.
that say if a woman is carrying that mosquito that's going to her fetus, that
mm-hmm.
they can test the urine?
We don't know. The woman, they said, but the man, the semen is present. But
yeah,
they don't
the
know,
areas,
even woman.
No, those were the areas. It was urine is one of the areas that it is
in. The blood.
Semen.
In the blood, they will, mm-hmm, in the blood
in
for
the blood
sure,
too.
They see the
I mean,
antibody.
Well, what they said, they found it in the urine, saliva, and semen.
Could be.
Those were the areas
so,
that they found. The virus itself, and then
mm-hmm,
it goes
mm-hmm.
to the brain in the fetus.
Yeah.
For some reason,
that's
the
worrisome.
Fetus,
that's the worrisome. You know.
Yeah.
Like that.
For some reason, the fetus, it affects the brain of the fetus, not the rest of the body, but they don't know why.
Yeah. They don't know why, and besides, there is no treatment, there's no vaccination or immunization.
No,
you know,
not right
it.
Now, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a while.
Yeah, the treatment
ladies,
is
I'm
just
gonna
in the
just take one short commercial break, and then we'll be back on.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
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 I am
one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Again, HIV, if you're going to take the test and you want to reduce the amount of people coming down with that disease, you should take both tests. Do what Red Cross does, do what the U.S. Or the armed forces do, and when a mother's pregnant, that is, they take a standard test and they take the RNA ribonucleic acid test. Take both at the same time, and you'll know your status within 9 to 11 days. Okay, everyone, we've been talking about the Zika virus and the spread of it and the concern about it, the transmission of it, and how can we stop it, and those types of things, you know, with the bug repellent, to making sure you have water, just stagnant water, having the screens around your windows, indoors. I know the state of Texas, the city there, they will be already starting their radio campaign, and advertisement campaign, educating people on what they need to do to stop it. Because in Dallas already, they have one case reported that was sexually transmitted. So there is a big concern. They're trying to legislate funds so that it doesn't get out of control the way the HIV is out of control. And there is concern. All mosquito viruses aren't transmitted sexually, but this one can be, or it's already been documented. And so there's big concerns. The mosquito has been around, as Dr. Dole has already stated, and Selena has stated, it's been around a long time, but it didn't have caused problems before. But now it is causing problems, so there is big concern because of that. It's not that the virus haven't been here. It's been around since 1947. It just wasn't a problem way back when. It was 30 years ago. It was in Southeast Asia. It was in Africa, and that was Uganda and different places like that. One of the person that's involved with Walter Reed Army Institute for Research, doctors ignore Zika virus because it caused mild symptoms. But now they know, one study stated approximately 80% of the people infected never knew they were infected. 20% came down with mild rash and fever. So that's kind of scary. You can't look at a person and know that they have that virus in them. They have to be tested. Okay, go ahead. Which one do you want to talk, either Selena or Dr. Dole? Hello?
Yes, Selena. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well,
with the Zika virus again, I can't emphasize how important it is that those of you that really want to do something about it, again, you need to get something that repels against mosquito. Watch your young children. Keep the children in just before dusk and early in the morning. Also, when they sleep at night, consider getting a mosquito net. And if you have even plants around that have standing water, be sure to drain them. If you have a swimming pool that has standing water, drain it or cover it because water attracts them, and this is where they like to breed. Be sure.
You mentioned dusk. Explain to the audience why dusk. At dusk, they're telling you to be inside. Why?
Because normally the mosquitoes, they like to fly around, and they like to get together because it's the time that they mate. And they sort of like to say that this is the time that they get ready to party. And they go around
looking
for victims.
So that's
the
time they're going to go suck your blood?
That's what time they're coming, right.
I was reading something about human smell because they have hundreds of receptors. And so and some of the areas that they attack is your ankles, the back of your neck, the back of the knee area. But I guess that's why we can use bug repellent because then it'll give off a different smell that's not what they're looking for.
Yeah, and basically with mosquitoes, believe me, mosquitoes are just looking for a victim. Animals will do anything that they can get some blood from. That's what they're after. But with humans, certain scents will attract them. Ladies that like to put on the sweet smelling perfume, that will attract them.
Attracts them.
Oh, yes, it attracts
them. Oh, okay.
Because you like a nice little flower.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you don't want to wear those kinds of scents. You know, the males generally wear the woodsy kind of smells are generally a little less attractive. But we definitely have to pay attention. And those ladies that are pregnant, please be very, very careful in where you go, when you go, and monitor yourself to take care of your fetus. Because regardless of what CDC is saying, it is our gut feelings that this is a lot more dangerous than they let us know. The same thing they did with the HIV virus. Of course, many years before, they said that basically you couldn't get anything off a toilet seat. And many years later, they come back with that. Of course, we all knew that the skin is very permeable. And then whenever you have a transference of liquids or of blood, that it can be a dangerous situation. So be very, very careful.
Yes. Okay, that was Selena Lindsay and Dr. Adol, along with Paulette Young, that's me, talking about the Zika virus. We're on the air every Monday at 8 p.m. All you have to do is dial 858-769-4936, press 1, and you'll be on the air. Next week we'll be on the air again with another hot topic. Thank you.